I'd like to go over some loose ends from the Tosis we did yesterday, and Baruch Hashem also start on the next Tosis on Davav. So we had Tosis focuses on the Gemara says that the case of the Shvua Aben Abishuso and the case of a Shomer Shelo Ratzo Lishava, the Gemara asks first Chashman Chasha Shvua Sad, because we're suspecting him of trying to take this item which doesn't belong to him. So the Gemara says that he's more heter. He says, I'm paying for it. The Gemara follows up with the question, but there's a losach mode. So weiter, the fact that he's chashna losach mode should mean he's chashna shvua, so how can you take a shvua? The answer is losach mode lin shiblo dami mashmalu. So there's a couple parts to this Tosis. Part one of Tosis asks, below dami mashmalu, but you have losigzo. If losach mode is without money, then you have already losigzo. Says Tosis, yeah, but there are two of it. It could be losachmod and losigzo. There's two ways to learn this kash of Tosis. The Masha understands Tosis as assuming that the Gemara means that in fact there is no losachmod when you pay for it. That's one teretz in Tosis and Hedrin. So the kash is simply, then what do you need a losachmod? You have a losigzo. If you pay for the item, it's not l'sigzo. Maybe drabanan, it's a kind of gzeila, but it's not l'sigzo d'oraisa. So you don't need a l'sachmod. The answer is, in a chanami, you have two isur. That's the way the mashal learns. That's if you learn pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara doesn't mean just that for people, people take l'sachmod to mean without paying. That's in fact the Yisr Losachmod, below Dami. However, the pastus of the words of the Gemara and Tosis and the other answer in Sanhedrin assumes that Losachmod really applies even when you pay. Just like the Gemara says regarding Chansen, definition of Chansen versus Gazlan. The Gemara says in Bava Kama that the Chansen pays money. The only thing is, the person didn't agree to sell it. He didn't say Rotsani. So that would be the pashtus in defining losachmod as well. That you paid money. The Rambam seems to go a step further even, we saw that the Magen Mishnah assumes for the Rambam that even if you did say rotsani and the sale is valid, nevertheless there's an issur losachmod. The Ravid says no, only if he doesn't say rotsani. But our koponim, Tosis in one teretz in Sanhedrin, seems to say that losachmod does apply when you paid money if the person didn't want to sell it. So then, the kash of Tosis is harder to understand, but nonetheless, we could work it out, not the way the Mashal learns it, but Tosis would be asking on the psychology of these people, how could they have this impression that the losachmod is limited to where you don't pay, but then you have a losigzo there, who needs a losachmod? And the answer is, so they'll figure there's two isurim for the same thing. There's a losachmod and a losigzo. Okay, so could be that you could learn Tosis that way, and apparently other Achronim did learn Tosis that way. It's mashma that way from the Maharam, and I think from Rabbi Kveger as well, that Tosis here is assuming also that there is a Lesach mode when you pay, but meanwhile people thought otherwise, and the question is, why do you need a Lesach mode? The answer is Tuis. This is going to impact on how you read the rest of Tosis. Let's see. Tosis continues and asks further. We have the Gemara at the end of Perek HaKones, the sixth Perek in Bava Kama, that defines for us a chamsen. The Gemara says, Ma ben gazlan l'chamsen, and the Gemara defines chamsen as a case of Yarev Dameh, and the person didn't say Rotsani. So we have a definition of chamsen in the Gemara. And we also know that a chamsen is pasul le'edus because of the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, about Tashit Yadachan Mashal Yoseit Chamas. So we have the definition of Chamsen, and we have the Psoedus of Chamsen, which Tosis now assumes is a Dorais. And Tosis therefore asks, based on that, there's another principle, a Psoedus, Psoedus Shvur. As we know that the Mishnayis in Sanhedrin, Teragimu, list a number of cases of Gazlanim Midrabanan, that are Psoedus, and those same individuals are mentioned in Shavuos regarding Tzol Shavuah. And therefore, Tosis is asking that a chamsin is pasul l'shvua. So in effect, what is Tosus kasha seem to be directed at? At our Gemara. And this is clear from the Tosus in Bava Kama, in Samach Beis, if you saw it, that at the end of the day, there's going to be a problem in our Gemara, notwithstanding what the Gemara says, that l'sachmet below domi mashmelu, but l'maisa. How can you have this person, the shomer, taking a shvua, if a chamsin is pasul le'edus, and we're suspecting him of being a chamsin, and pasul le'edus is pasul le'shvua, so therefore, we haven't answered our problem. Okay. So Tosus answers to this by saying that chamsin is only pasul le'edus midrabban. Tosus brings a raya, we'll see soon the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because after the list in the Mishnah comes a brisa in the Gemara of psulei edus, hosifu aleihem hagazlonim v'achamsonim. When the Gemara quotes the brisa, hosifu aleihem hagazlonim, the Gemara jumps all over it, hosifu hagazlonim, gazlin is pasul le'edus doraisa. The Gemara explains, we're talking about a case of gazlin who takes away from mitzvah chevshel to the cotton, which is a drabbanah. When the Gemara quotes Osifu Ema Chamsanim, the Gemara doesn't jump all over it and say Chamsin Doraisa. So it's Muchach from that Sugya Sanhedrin that Chamsanim are only Pasul Durabana. Continues Tosfos. Aye, it says Eid Chamas in the Pasuk. The answer is that the Torah, in disqualifying a Chamsin Le'idus, is discussing a case, the Lo Yoiv Dame. And the fact that there's an asmachta in the pasuk in Yoel, Nechamas b'nei Yehuda, that the Gemara attributes to be by Yoiv Dami, is an asmachta. So Tosus is now in the process of coming back to our Gemara to answer it. Tosus still has one more piece to bring in. But so far, what Tosus is setting up here is that the psul chamsin le'edus is only the Rabbana. And even though the Torah talks about a chamsin being pasul le'edus lios eid chamas, that's below Yoiv Dami. Let's just analyze that for a minute. Why is that so? That the Torah's psul chamsin is limited to the case of lo yayiv dame, but if he paid money, there'd be no psul edus d'orais. Why not? Why not? So if we learn the Tosus like the Marshad started us off, that Tosus understood that losachmod by definition in halach, losachmod means without paying, and the whole kasha of Tosus typically is on the need for such an isur of losachmod. I have losigzo, and the answer is I have two isur. So then, when Tosus comes now and says further down in the Tosus that the chamsin that's pasul le'edus in the Torah, the oraisa, is when he didn't pay money, the pshat is simple, because there's no losach mode when you paid money, and the psul edus of chamsin is not going to exist when there's no losach mode. Seems to be what comes out of Tosus, because the Mashal learns the beginning of Tosus that we're talking about Tosus assuming that losach mode does not exist when you paid for it, and Tosus further down says and the psul chamsin doesn't exist doraisa when you paid for it. Meaning, because there's no losachmo, there's no psul chamsin. In between, when Tosus asked the kasha from the fact that chamsin is pasul le'edus and he's pasul le'shvua, so l'chora, this is how I would take Tosus. It would seem to suggest that Tosus was thinking that you can have psul chamsin le'edus without a losachmo. In other words, a tzaddik you're not, right? To go and do an act that we could define as chamsanus, to force somebody to sell something to you. He didn't say rotsani. Technically, you might not be a losach mode in terms of the actual. Please. To the Mashah, Tosus starts off with the pshat in the Gemara that losach mode is limited to when you don't pay money. And so when Tosus says subsequently that the psul chamsonis d'oraisa is limited to we don't pay money, But when you pay money, there's no pseudo raisa, only drabanan. L'chora, it parallels what Tosis was saying in the beginning. The assumption that Tosis had that the pshat in the Gemara is that there is no losach mode when you pay for it. When Tosis was asking the question in between, but the Maaser is a psul chansen and Paul called pasul is pasul shvuah, so it seems to me what Tosis would be saying then. I found other people running a little differently. That's why I'm emphasizing Zuchar, how I would take the Tosis. Tosis is separating between Losach Mod and Chamsanus. An Avla you did. There's a notion of Chamsanus separate from the Losach Mod. So Tosis was asking, you're Pasul Eidus because you're a Chamsan, Leo Seid Chamas, and you're Pasul Shvuah. Notwithstanding the Losach Mod that you didn't violate, but you did something very bad. Tosis answers no, that the Psul Chamsanus Le'edus Midorais is limited below Dami. Meaning, just like the losachmer is limited below dami, and the only reason there's a psul chamsanus when you paid for it is midrabanan. And then Tosis is going to come back and work at our gemar. However, second Pinchas, if I were to learn pshat and Tosis question not the way the mashal learned, the way I think it's mashma from others, that the kasha tepekay mulo sigzol is really a question on the impression that people had. The olam de losach mod applies even when you paid money. Let's assume now Tosis second parrots in Sanhedrin that he didn't say rotsani. The Rambam is a bigger chiddush even when he said rotsani. Pashtus is when he didn't say rotsani. When you call a chamsin, you violate losach mod. But in people's minds, there's only losach mod when you don't pay. So how could people say such a thing? How could people think such a thing? There's a losigzo already. No, there's maybe two isurim. But then you see when Tosis is asking later, but you see there's a psul edus of chamsan, and that's when you're paying money, because that's the definition of chamsan. So what would Tosis be asking? Tosis would be asking that your psul edus, even though what? Even though you think that there isn't a problem with what you did, as far as losach mod, there really is a losach mod. But people don't realize that there was a losach mod. And that's why they are pasul le'edus, because in fact they did something bad. Specifically, they violated losach mod, and that's what Tosis was asking. So you're pasul le'edus, and therefore you should pasul le'shvuah. And then Tosis comes back and says, no, as we see from the Sugya Sanhedrin, hosifo le'machan sanin, which is only din derabanan, and the Gemara didn't jump all over the braisa and say, but it's a doraisa. So that's because there is no psul edus do raisa for chamsin who's yahiv dame when he pays money. So, in other words, even though there is a losach mode here, even though there's a losach mode that he actually violated, but he won't become psul edus based on the losach mode, because since he thinks that he's not doing a losach mode, there's no psul edus. That's what comes out when Tosis says that there's no psul edus do raisa on a chamsin that pays money. Meaning, despite the fact that there is a losach mode, there's no psul edus of chamsin, which means because of the fact that people think that there's no losach mode. It comes out, that's what Tosis would be saying as far as why there's no psul edus deraisa, because of the below dami mashmal. Okay, we still have the last part of the Tosis, but back to our sugya. But lemaisa yapasul drabana. So wait, that's the next part of Tosis. But meanwhile, what Tosis is setting up in the Teretz is, again, that there is no psul deraisa of chamsin. That you're assuming that this is Yosef Chamas, it's a psul deraisa of chamsin, pasul edus pasul shvuah. So back to our Gemara, we're difficult. If he's chashed on losach mod, is it chashed to be a chamsin, I should say? So therefore, you're pasul edus. I, in your mind, you don't think it's a losach mod? Yeah, but if you're possibly pasul edus, possibly did something that passes you edus, so that same thing passes you shvuah, and you're chashed on doing that thing. So therefore, how could you take a shvuah? So Tosis is saying, number one, I'm reducing it to a drabon. Because the Torah's Leo Seid Chamas Paslus Le'edus is below Yoiv Dami, when you don't pay money. Meaning, but even if you say there is a losach mod, Doraisa, but the fact that people don't think it's a losach mod, that's apparently why there's no psoledus Doraisa. That's if you learn the Tosis not without the Mashah. That's what I'm showing you. So it's going to impact on the fact that there's no psul do rais of chamsin for the mashah. That has to do with the fact there's no losach mod, l'maisa, there's no losach mod, period. For the other way to learn, if you want to assume artosis is learning the Gemara that just masmaluhu, but really there is a lusachmod, then the fact that there's no pasulus of chams and doraisa when you paid money is because of the fact that you don't think it's a lusach. That's the first nukudis want to clarify. Pinchas before, yeah.
So the way, if we read Tosos like the Marisha did, then it ends up being that like Losachmon, Chamson, and Losigzo are all three the same kind of thing?
That's correct. That the Chamson, the Psul Chamson, but there is a Chamson Drabonon, but the Chamson Doraisa would not exist to the same extent that there's no Losachmon. There's also no Psul Chamson. That's according to the Masha. That's according to the Derech of Tosis in Sanhedrin that says that there's no Lusachmud Be'etzim.
Should that be a little bit difficult from just the very beginning of Tosis, where you said, what do you need Lusachmud once you have Lusigzol, then what do you need Psul Chamson? I guess this is the case.
No, but what do you need
the Psul Chamson when you have
Well, it all comes together. The Psul Chamson, Eliezer Chamas, is the mocker for Psul Gazan too. You're saying you don't need a separate Shem Chamson. You're a Gaza. It's the same pasuk, though. In the end of the day, it's the same pasuk.
It ends up being the same thing.
It's the same pasuk. Yeah. You're quite right. But Lomayis is not extra. That's the marker. That is the marker. Yes, Pinchas.
Just a question. What's the kind of chamsin without money?
Yeah. The minute he basically forces somebody to part with what they had. He doesn't pay for it yet. Yeah, to surrender, right? It's in effect a gzela, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it could be done in all kinds of ways. Like, you know, you have over here, you know, you can do it. You know, it could be that yeah. But I might say it comes down to the same thing. It's really gzela too. Now, Tosus still has to finish by explaining our Gemara. Harold, question.
Yeah, just make sure so we're into the second layer of reading Tosus.
So why does Psul Derabanan? So that's the Gemara Sanhedrin. Let's just read it together so we understand the background. What does the Gemara actually say in Sanhedrin? In Hosifu and Chamsan, let's just take a peek at the Gemara. Because Tosus proved from this Gemara, this was the source for Tosus, that there is no, when you gave money, there's no Psul Chamsan Dorais. So the Gemara explains originally why they didn't pasul chamsin, and why later they decided to pasul chamsin. So the Gemara explains. This is now the first wide line in Sanhedrin Chaf Hei Amud Beis. The first wide line in the Gemara. Hachamsanim meikara savur. Dami kayahiv, akroi bi'almahu. So originally they thought, probably means the chachamim, they looked at what's going on. They're giving money. So akroi bi'almahu, it's just, you know, a random occurrence. Not a big deal. We don't have to make a takana here to pass to such people. However, what happened? With time, with what the Chacham noticed, came the Chazu de Kachatfi, that they were grabbing, Gazru Bohu Rabban. So what does it mean? What was going on before the Chacham were not as concerned? And what is it that they began to see happening? They were obviously doing more than just giving money. They were being more aggressive, right? The Kachatfi, Gazru Bohu Rabban. So Lord Rashi says, "Kim the Chazad the Chati v'Shakli Kolama Dafilu Dami Kayavi Asi Lede Gazlanus Kolama Shayikasha LeBayim Limkor Ubal Karchan Choltrin Bezorkin Amos Lifneim." In other words, there was much less willingness on the part of the Bayim. It's true they threw their money to the Bayim, but it wasn't initially. Apparently, the Bayim came around on some level. And once it became more of a sense of chatfi, so the chamsanis was obviously more glaring, the more that the person is being, you know, pressured against his will to sell, to give up the item, notwithstanding the fact that he gave money, the more that the person is really not happy, that's the greater pronounced problem of chams. That's what seemed to happen, and therefore they said, this is already snacks of gzeira. The closer it gets to gzeira, the more the chum feel, we have to pass the rabban. Initially, good, they gave them the money. And at the end of the day, maybe he wasn't thrilled, but good. So they didn't feel they had to pass the chamsan. When they saw that this is happening in such a way that kachatfi, and Rashi points out, and the Bailim are less and less willing, and yet these people are becoming more and more aggressive, they had to step in and be metakein that they're pasul eidus. What Tosis is now saying is that even this latter situation, the kachatfi, since they were giving money, they are not pasul d'orais. They're pasul d'rabban. Whether there's a losach mot, that's totally in the two tirutzim and Tosis that we'll see in Sanhedrin. But a pseudo raisa they don't have. Pseudo rabbanan is what you have here. Now, back to our sugya. What do we have in our sugya? The shomer wanted this item, possibly. So he might be lying about the fact that he was poshea. He really has it. He makes up a story that he was negligent and it got lost or whatever, or got ruined. And he says, I want to pay. And we say, wait a second, take a shvua, she'en b'shusi, because we're choshesh that maybe he wants to be a chamsen right now. What kind of a chamsen? A concealed chamsen, not an obvious chamsen. But l'maisa, that's what we're suspecting. No. Tosis is now dealing with Agamar. If we hold Chashra Mamona, Chashra Shvusa. So, now, if he's a Chamsin, if he's really acting out of Chamsonis, he really has the item, and he's trying to make up a story that it's lost and paying for it. He's acting as a Chamsin in his backhanded way. So then we know Chamsin is Pasul Le'edus Doreis, the Drabona, and Pasul Le'edus Pasul Shvua. So Tosus is now still stuck with our sugya. Namely, so if he's pasul eidus pasul shvua, how can he take the shvua? To the extent that he might be acting as a chamsin here, so he might be a person who's pasul eidus based on what he's doing. So he's pasul shvua, how can he take a shvua? Chashra mona chashra shvua, so what have we solved? This is what Tosus now needs to express, to address. The afagav. So, weiter, let it be the Rabbanan. But again, if he's Pasul Shvua, so now, how can he take a Shvua here? He might be such a person. So again, we have to deal with Chashem and Chashem Shvus. So Tosa says, wait. What type of chamsin did the chachamim disqualify for eidus and by extension for shvu? What type of chamsin? A chamsin who does it bechutzpah with the knowledge of the bayrin, that's what the chachamim classify to be pasul eidus and so to pasul shvu. However, over here where the chamsanus is concealed, malam chamsanus abamah shenevdel lo pasul, we never went into the gzeir to begin with. And therefore the sugya works. Because as far as the losach mode, chashda mamona chashda losach mode, we say below dami mashmalu. In their minds, or lemaisa said there's no losach mode, or in their minds there's no losach mode, fine. As far as the potential that he's a chamsin and he's pasul eidus, no. A person who acts in such a way that he's malim chamsinu, so he's not pasul eidus, so he's worthy for the study works. That's Tosis. That's the answer to the kash. So there's a couple of nekudas that we began to touch on yesterday. Let's go through some of them. First, in the cheshbon of Tosis Teretz itself. So the Eger asked a very interesting question. This is the first ha'ara that he has on Tosis. He says, why did Tosis need that last hoop to go through to explain our Gemara? That the hope sul le'edus and huadin l'shvua midrabanan is only a chamsin that does it b'chutzpah b'idiyas ha'baylim, as opposed to a case over here. Let's not accept that premise. Let's even say that the psul eidus and l'shvua midrabanan is for any type of chamsin, whether it's done b'idiyas ha'baylim or not. But let's look at the context of our sugya. Our sugya is not someone who's already been established to be a chamsin. Our sugi is a suspected chams, correct? The issue in our sugi is the issue of chashda mon chashashvus. Says Rabbi Kivege. If that's the case, seemingly Tosus didn't need to add this extra reg in the teretz that there's no psul of chamsin that does it in sinah. Ma'am chamsin uso. Says Rabbi Kivege, why not? Because after all, a chamsin who actually does take something else from somebody, something from somebody else, and pays for it. Midoraisas kashaleidus. Midoraisas kashaleidus. Kashalish. What does that show you? It shows you that he's afraid of shvur. He'll be deterred by a shvur. And even if you tell me he violates lusachmud, it sounds like Yivegar is assuming there is a lusachmud. But the answer is, he doesn't think it's a lusachmud. So the fact that he doesn't think it's losach mode makes him kasher l'shvua minat Torah, kasher leidus minat Torah. Means he's afraid of a shvua. Elamai, the Chacham came along and said that a chamsin is pasul le'edus and l'shvua midraban. What chamsin? Someone who you know is a chamsin. The issue here is chashid achamsonus, chashid ashvus. Says Rabbi Kivege, what does that mean? That means that someone who's chashid to do X, chashid mamona, so the shvua does nothing for him. He himself has a cheskes kashrus, but the shvua will not accomplish for us. It won't shed any light because he's just as likely to go through it falsely. Can you tell me that that's true over here? I know in general chashid mamona chashid shvua means that a person's chashid mamona would just as well swear falsely. That's the notion of chashid shvua. But in the case over here, what we see already, that he's clearly more afraid of Shvua. And that's why he's kasher with Shvua and le'edus midoraisa. So even though the Chacham came along and said, a chamsin is pasul edus with Shvua, but all that just means is that when you have a person who's already a chamsin, the Chacham said, we disqualify you for edus and Shvua. But a person who's a prospective, possible chamsin, he himself, we don't know he's a chamsin yet. He himself has a total cheskas kashrus. So the only issue to bring to bear in this situation is the rule of chashav al chashav shvusa, which for Rabbi Eger translates into lo narviach b'shvusa, we won't gain anything. But in the context of what we have here, we certainly will gain. This person will certainly be deterred from a shvua. V'haray midaraisis kashav shvusa. That's what Rabbi Eger is. So therefore, what do Tosus need to add the extra twist that the Chachamim never passed a chamsin that does it b'tzina? It's not about that. It's about the fact that it's only a chashamon a chashashwusa situation, but gabi chamsonus, it's the equivalent of a chashamon a lo chashashwusa. Because what does it mean, chashamon a chashashwusa? It means someone who is chashamona, there'll be no benefit to giving a shvua. He will just as well say shvua l'sheker. But obviously over here, it's not the case. Obviously over here, he's more deterred by a shvua. That's why midoraisa, he's kashu le'edus l'shvua. So the fact that the Chacham decided to disqualify him le'edus l'shvua, but l'maisa, a chashna mamona chashna shvua, so you won't have over here. Because a Chacham only disqualified someone who we know is a chamsin. But here, the person is b'cheskas kashrus. That's what the Kedega's problem Tosus. So why Tosus need to add the point that the Chacham didn't disqualify a chamsin who does it b'tzina? Once Tosa says it's pasuk midrabanan, why? Why only rabanan? Came into begol dami mashmogu. That's why some can be eager that he learned not like the mashah. That the reason why he's not pasuk doraisa is because begol dam mashmogu is because that's how they thought. Okay, that's why losachmud it might be, but there's no psul edus l'shvua midoraisa because he doesn't think it's a losachmud. Memelu lekukusha. So there's no problem at all. It all resolves itself. The rabbanan pasul hecha deroin shulchansin. Avu hakadu becheskas kashrus. El the banu loma de mama vichim b'shvuzu. The man nigu chasher mona b'zeh shapar mina. The kimi de yoav damei chomer etzlo shvua. Somebody who's giving money, so he does see shvua as more severe. Just like a madam lochasher shvusa. If shvua chomer emi mamon, so too in the losach mode, the chashman lochasher shvusa is going to be the equivalent of the man de amar in general chashman lochasher shvusa. The chashman lochasher shvusa helps by gzeila. He's not going to be deterred, but a losach mode perspective will chamsim certainly be deterred by shvua. So what did Tosus need to add the extra knech at the end of Tosus? In defense of Tosfos, what apparently must we say? What does this indicate? That for Tosfos, the notion of chasm chashuasa is not purely the question of do we have a potential gain here with the shvur or not, as the Kibega sees it. The issue of chasm chashuasa means that somebody who's chasm mamona, so in terms of any shvur linked to the chshad that we have on the mamon, in terms of any shvur, he has lost his nemanus. Does that mean that he's for sure going to swear falsely? No, it doesn't mean for sure he's going to swear falsely. Could the shvur technically accomplish? Maybe. But he doesn't have nemanus. Just like a chashad al shvur has no nemanus, because he's considered to be disqualified. He's prone to swear falsely, not vadai. He's disqualified from shvur. Chashad al shvur means that somebody who is chashad al mamona, so on the shvur associated with that mamon, he's considered to be a disqualified individual for that shvur. If that's the pshat, then the kibegas kasha doesn't start, because l'maisa Tosfos still needs to point out if in fact midrabanan, someone, a chamsen of all kinds, is pasul edus l'shvur, and we are here suspecting that he might be that chamsen. So to the extent that that's what we're suspecting, to that extent, any shvur that's linked to that possibility, he's disqualified from taking such a shvur. So Tosfos needed to say something more. Tosfos needed to add, yeah, but the whole situation of chamsanus here is a quiet chamsen, someone who covers up. That never went into the gzeira, it never went into the takan. When here, so according to the way that we've been saying, the contrast from Kiva Eger's way of reading Chashma Chashvusa, the Tosfos needed certainly to add that there's no psul chamsanus in a case like this. Otherwise, Tosfos is still difficult, the Gemara is still difficult, because the possibility of being such a chamsan should disqualify him from shvur. Yeah, so far, so good, yeah? Svi, yeah?
Are we saying that Tosfos is exactly like the Rishonim then?
No, well, again, there are going to be nuances here. L'mashal, maybe what you're thinking. The Rishonim assume in Chashem Manu Chashem Shvusa that the din is mitoch. Tosfos clearly doesn't hold that way. From Dafkim on Beis, it's Mukhachet later as well. So obviously, if that's what you're thinking, obviously there's going to be nuances that are different. But in terms of the basic approach to Chashem Manu Chashem Shvusa, I think Tosfos would be more with the Rishonim than with the Riki Beger. That's what we're suggesting. Now, Chora, I'm trying this out on you guys. I think that we can prove this further from Tosfos and Gittin. We go back to the issue of Gazlin. I think that this should also support what we're saying now. If I understand, maybe I'm wrong with the Cheshbin, but it seems to me that Rabbi Kiva Eger's question on our Tosfos could have been posed in Tosfos and Gittin as well. Let me explain. Yeah, the Gemara Gittin, right? The Tosfos and Gittin. Tosfos asks the question. This is the earlier Tosfos that we had here. If Chashad HaMamona lo Chashad HaShvusa, Rabbi said. Chashad HaMamona lo Chashad HaShvusa. So why is a Gazlin pasul l'shvua? After all, good, he did gzeila. If we explain that person who's chashad mamona would still be afraid of shvua because it's a greater iser, so why is a gazlin pasul l'shvua just because he did gzeila? Who says he's going to swear false? Chashad mamona lo chashad shvua. So Tosfos explains in Gittin and also here by us in the first teretz that l'maisa, a gazlin is only pasul midoraisa for what? This is the first teretz of Tosfos by us. L'manda b'ruchas ha-shvusa, a gazlin is only pasul midoraisa for edus. But for shvua, a gazlin is kasha midoraisa for shvua. Midrabanan, a gazlin is pasul l'shvua. And what did Tosfos say? He's pasul midrabanan for shvur. The Tosfos continues. and Gittin explains that he's pasul midrabbanan for shvur because the Torah pasuled him with eitz. Tosis goes on, the lo gazu rabbanan elehecha denoda psula v'gnai hu lashbiyah. That which the chachamim decreed that a gazlan is pasul is only by a gazlan that we know. We know he's pasul. Gnai hu lashbiyah. What did Tosis need to add that? What was Tosis bothered by that needed to add that point? What's Tosis bothered by you? Midrabanan, a gazan is pasul shvua. So then what's bothering Tosis? So any situation of a chashid, a mamona, so he's chashid rat and shvua because the rabbanan pasul a gazan is shvua. So in a sense, Tosis is bothered by the very situation of chashid and mamona. If the chachamim pasuled with shvua, so he's chashid and shvua pasuled. Every chashid and mamona should, by definition, be chashid and shvua, so because he might be a gazan as pasuled with shvua with the rabbana. That's what Tosis apparently is asking, to which he answers that no, the chachamim only goes there on a gazlin that we know is pasul eidus. That's when they decree. But now, why did Rabbi Kiva? Could Rabbi Kiva Eger? What's the problem to begin with? Chashav manu chashav shvusa just means that that there's no benefit to the shvur. There's no benefit to the shvur. He's a cheskas kashrus. There's no benefit to the shvur. Because to the extent that he'll steal, he'll also swear falsely. Okay, but l'maisa, this person has a cheskas kashrus. Could the shvur be beneficial here? The shvur can add clarification. He'd be afraid of a shvur. So what did Tosis need to add anything? What does he need that for? The only reason Tosis needs it is because Tosis is bothered by his being a chashud on a shvua could make him disqualified for the shvua. But as far as the Kibbeg is concerned, the issue is never that he's a chashud himself. He doesn't become a chashud. He's just that the shvua won't help, but the shvua can certainly help you. So to me, it seems like the Kibbeg's question on Tosis here, the second Tosis, could have been asked in Tosis and Gittin too. And Tosis went out of his way to add the fact that he's only hustle when it's no da psula, when his psula is known. Without that, Tosis had a problem. Potentially, he's a gazan. The answer is no. Gazan was only pasul drabbanan when he's known to be pasul edus. Without that, Tosis is bothered by every situation. A chashda mamona is chashda shvur too. Because if he's a chashid mamona, he's maybe a gazlin. If he's a gazlin, then he's pasul shvur, because the rabban pasul a gazlin shvur. So every chashid mamona is by the... How could you say chashid mamona, chashid shvur? Every chashid mamona, Tosis is raising question, is really a chashid shvur by definition, because a gazlin is pasul shvur with rabban. This is what Tosis implicitly is asking. To which he answers, no, but that which the chachamim what goes there, that a gazlin is pasul with rabban, is only when we know he's pasul le'edus. Therefore, the chashid mamona is not by definition chashid shvus. And then Tosis goes on to say, but why are people more afraid of a shvus? Tosis says, because of losisa, and so on. But the Tosis needed the extra few words, because otherwise, by definition, every chashid mamona is he might be a gazlin, so he's a gazlin is pasul shvua, so he should be pasul shvua. But according to Kibbeh Eger, what kind of kasha is that? A chashid mamona is a totally perfect person, cheskas kashrus. The only issue with cheskas kashrus is he's vada going to swear falsely. He's not going to vada swear falsely. So what Tosfos needed to add that he's only pasul drabanan if no dapsula. So chora, I have arrived from Tosfos here in Gittin as well, that Tosfos did not see cheskas kashrus going to be eger, but he understood it in terms of becoming pasul for the shvua that now he's chashed on. He's chashed on mammon. He's chashed shvua, so it becomes pasul as if he were a chashed. If the chashad that we have here brings with it a shvua, then you're pasul, so to speak, for that shvua. Not for everything, for that shvua alone. Okay, that's maybe another right. But now let's take it in the other direction, Rabbi Yossi. Once Tosfos says the svara in Gittin, by Gazlin, that the Chachamim only disqualified a Gazlin with Shvua when his psul was known, why can't we use that for Tosfos over here at the end? Let's substitute Rabbi Kiveger's kasha for our own kasha. Why did Tosfos need the last twist in our Tosfos? But Tosfos said that the Chamsin that paid money is only psul on what level? Only the Rabbanan. So Tosfos needed to go through another hoop and say, and the hope, so Chamsin is only when he does it in an obvious way, when the Bible knows about it. Otherwise, there's no Pesudra. Without that, Tosfos is bothered by the fact that he's Pesudra Banan, right? He could be a Chamsin, he Pesud Eidus and Shudra Banan. So back again, Chashabon Chashashwis. Tosfos still needed to address that question. Why not resolve that question in the same way Tosfos did in Gittin? That the psul, the Rabbanan, is only when it's known. Is he known to be a Chamsin? He's suspected as a Chamsin. So why don't we simply use the same logic that Tosfos used in Gittin, that the psul Gazlin, the Rabbanan, was only when he was known as a Gazlin, know the psulo, and say that over here as well? What are we missing? So both, I think the answer is pashut. Why couldn't that help us here? I don't know if I said it quite this way yesterday, but I'll say it this way now. I think it's you can hear it better. Notice the difference. In that issue, by Gazlin, the psul drabanan of Gazlin, l'shvua, is based on what? Based on the fact that he's a pasul eidus midoraisa. Ginai lahashbia adam shenifsa eidus midoraisa. That's what Tosfos was saying. When we talk about chamsin being pasul drabanan, it's not that the chamsin pasul drabanan because he's pasul eidus midoraisa. To the contrary, he's not pasul eidus midoraisa either. He's pasul drabanan le'edus ulish. That means that the Chachamim felt that anyone who is a Chamsin is pasul edus ulish. What Tosfos was saying over there in Gittin was a Gazlin is pasul doraisa le'edus and the drabanan lishvua. But what is the drabanan? What is the basis for the pasul drabanan lishvua? Somebody who's known to be a Gazlin. That works for Tosfos in Gittin. So therefore, if he's not known to be a Gazan, then a Chashad Mamon is Lo Chasheshuas. What is Argamar? Argamar is going with which man, the Amar? Chashad Mamon or Chasheshuas. The Gemara is asking the Kasha. Chashad Mamon or Chasheshuas. He's Chashad Hasachmo, the Gemara gives the Tarish. Below Dami, Mashmalu. Tosfos is still bothered. He's a Chashad Amamona, he's a Pasul, he might be Pasul Eidus Ulishwam Drabana. To the extent that he is a Chamsin, he might have a Psul Eidus and Shvua here. So how can you have him take a Shvua? You can't say, well, he's only Psul if it's known. No, the Psul Drabanan is not because he's Psul Doraisa. The Psul Drabanan is because he's a Chamsin. The same reason he's Psul Eidus Midrabanan, because he's a Chamsin. And he's Psul Shvua. We don't know if he's a Chamsin here. But that's what Chashem and Chashem Shvua means. That if he's suspected of being something, then he can't take a Shvua on that thing he's suspected of. So therefore, Tosfos had no choice but to say that the very thing that you're suspecting him of doing would not pass to him either. because he did it quietly. But short of that, if you're not going to say that there's no psul on someone who does it quietly, then the suspicion itself of being a chamsin b'tzina means that the chacham would disqualify him if he did it. Then in a situation where he might have done it, he's pasul l'shvua. That's the gemara. That's the problem. Chashmon chashashvus. Tosis in Gittin, Rabbo said, was a very different picture. Tosis was going, a man da'am chashamona is not chashashvus. And Tosis knew. So why is a gazlin kosher pasul l'shvua? There's Tosis midrabbana. Midraisa be'edus and midrabban by shvua, but Tosef knew. But to the extent that he's pasul drabbanon, so how could you have him take a shvua chashamona? But that chashamona means he might be pasul shvua. The answer is the psul l'shvua drabbanon was only when he is actually pasul, because the psul drabbanon for shvua by Gazan is to have someone who's a pasul le'edus take a shvua. So the psul drabban of Gazan is not because he's a gazlin, or it's because he's a pasul le'edus. By chamsin, you can't say that thing. The psul drabban of chamsin is because he's a chamsin. The same reason he's pasul drabban for edus, because he's a chamsin, is his pasul l'shvua because he's a chamsin. Our Gemara, we don't know if he's a chamsin. So the Kivega could ask, well, if you don't know, he's a total cheskas kashrus, and therefore he's afraid of a shvua finished. But Tosis, we explain, holds differently. Chashim al chashashvus means that we view him as a pasul edus, as a pasul l'shvua on the shvua associated with whatever chshad he has. So if we have a chshad drabbanan that he's a chamsin, that he's pasul drabbanan le'edus l'shvua, so then how can he take a shvua? The Tosis needed to say that he never became pasul if he did chamsanis in the way that this guy did chamsanis. I know it's a little complicated, but I just felt, you know, if we're ready to Rekiv Eger, so just take it carried over to the Sugin Gid. Okay, there's another Rekiv Eger which I'm definitely not gonna get into. The other Rekiv Eger, we'll leave. Okay, another couple of inyan in this Tosis. I wanna point out as well. Part of Tosis binyan in asking the kasha was the assumption of pasul edus pasul ishvur. Doesn't say anywhere that way in the Gemara. Tosis assumes it's true. We noted the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, seem to take this as a davar pasut, that going with Mitzayin our Tosis. But apparently, it's not so simple. The Rimagash on Davav, in quoted in the Shita, apparently answers our Kasha, Tosis Kasha, by saying that there's a big difference between Edus and Shvua. Namely, what the Gemara says over here, that losachmod le'inchi below dami mashmaluhu, is a svara relating to shvua that he's not pasul shvua. Because if he doesn't see it as such a bad thing, so he won't necessarily lie in under oath. But that's not a svara that will work for for Edus. The context of the Rimagash is the Gemara Davav, the next piece, with the possibility of a person seizing the talis because of Milva Yeshana. There's an old chov that person owes me. In a sense, what you have this person doing is something of a chamsanus. In other words, he wants to take someone else's object and have it paid for because of the old chov. That's essentially what he's doing. The springboard for the Rimagash is the question that maybe every kofer b'pikadon should be kosher le'edus, because maybe he was kofer b'pikadon out of the fact that there's a milva yeshana and he wants to take the pikadon to pay for the old chov. That's the springboard for the question. Notice, kofer b'pikadon should be kosher le'edus because of the fact that he rationalizes because of milva yeshana. That's the springboard for the question. Zok the Rimagash, that kind of a svara is only going to operate to qualify him for a shvua, that he won't be disqualified for a shvua. But when it comes to edus, you can't think in those terms. Zakta Rimagash, the point of Milva Yeshana is enough to take care of the point, shalo nachshav shehu nishba l'sheker. So it won't be a chashav on a chashav shvua seishu. Because he might be doing it because of an old chov. Le'inyan ha'kashrus va'apasrus, meaning for edus. afilu nisbarer shemil b'yashana yeshla alav b'yosef kovet b'kadon hu pasal edus. To violate a losach mode or an act of chamsanus with rationalization would not make you kasher edus. That's what he's saying. You pressure somebody to sell his nechasim, gazlanu. Sort of a gazlanus, apishanosin domin mishalim. You know, chamsanus is a form of gazela. Called gazela drabbanon, gazela deraisa, that could be, maybe drabbanon. So, in terms of edus, gazgan is gazgan is gazgan. Rationalize what you want. You pasul edus. However, achlo yispashet zeh gazlonus ad shiagia legeder shenomer shemisha mora boheter. Someone who does the gzela with rationalization, gam kin yore heter lishavah shekev yechosh dal shvur. So someone like this, who's mimora heter, would also swear a sheker. Now, someone who does a gzela with a haras heter would not be chashed al shvur. So what's the Rimei Gash doing? He's separate between psul edus and psul shvur. Lefi shelo yachashed al shvur ela mishu chashed gach mamon chaverim. Avo mishu eno lokeach oso ela lesiba, he has a reason, eno chashed al shvur. And here's his raya. He rationalizes. Halamadata. The guy, the mafki, doesn't want to part with the thing. But he's going to do it. The einu b'zeh chashed al shvua liyos mora anafshei v'amadam ikal yehivna. Essentially, according to the Rimei Gash, we have another answer to Tosfos Kasha. In other words, a chamsin could be pasul le'edus, but a chamsin is not pasul le'shvua. Why is it not pasul le'shvua? Because below dami mashmalu, like our Gemara says. But a chamsin pasul edus, because that doesn't help you for edus. Apparently, the Rimei Magash is splitting between psul edus and psul shvur. The svaras of the Gemara below dam mashmaluhu are relevant for shvua. It's not chashal shvur, but it wouldn't help you for edus. Comes out the whole assumption of Tosfos' question falls apart. Tosfos said if he's pasul edus, because we see chamsin is pasul edus here said chamas. So then, he should be pasul shvur, call a pasul shvur. Nothing doing. A person who's mora the omar is not pasul shvur, but he's still mora, he's still pasul edus. That's what we see in the Rimei Gash. Obviously, this opens up of the doors back in terms of understanding the nature of psul edus. To what extent psul edus is stam psul, mzeres hakasuv, to what extent it's a based on the notion called chashash mishaker. Pashtus, we were assuming, and Tosfos apparently would assume, as we said yesterday, that the basis of psul edus is chashash mishaker, like we said in Mark of Netes and Baba Basar by Gazlin. And therefore, psul edus, psul shvur, they're equivalent. Because if you don't think he's going to be mishaker, even though he's doing something wrong, he's not psul for edus or shvur. To the extent that I view psul edus as separate from the notion of chashash mishaker, then I hear the Rimei Gash loud and clear. We toyed with the issue yesterday of a Rasha that's not Chamas, a Bayis Sheet, a Mumer, Lehachis, what would be his status in Gabi Shvur? If you view that also as a Chashash Meshaker, then Tosfos would say that he's Pasul, he's Kasher, in other words, if he's Pasul Eidus, we see him as a Chashash Meshaker, he's Pasul Shvur. If we see it as a new Halacha, he's a Rasha. So that could Pasul Eidus. But that wouldn't carry over to Shavua. So this is not a simple matter. I want to show you how this issue very much impacts on how to learn Pshat in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, in the Kash of Tosfos. So we both say, come back with me to Tosfos Sanhedrin, to the Gemara of Osifo Lehem HaChamsanim. They wouldn't hear the Rimagas, right? The Rimagas is a whole new path to deal with the whole Kash of Tosis, separating Psuledus and Psushvot. We were medayik, by the way, in Tosis and Gittin, if you remember. Maishna lav de edus milav de shvua, the line of Tosis and Gittin, that sounded like, for Tosis, the issue was chashash mishaker. So maishna lav de edus milav de shvua, says Tosis, you're more afraid of shvua. The issue is, are you prone to say sheker? Are you afraid of edus? No. Are you afraid of shvua? Yes. Therefore, that's what Tosis said. Gazlin is pasul le edus midoraisa, and the Gazlin is if you go with a rimagas, then the answer is simple as pie, right? A gazan is pasul edus because that's the din of psuedus. A gazan is kashu l'shvua because shvua you could always figure out. He could rationalize. He could think whatever. You could. He says you don't have to start talking about the lav the edus and the lav the shvua. Tosis is looking at it as one and the same idea. The problem of gazan is he's prone to do the avera, whatever it might be, because of his chimud mammon, because of his desire for money. So why is he more afraid of one lav than the other? Tosis explains why he's more afraid of the lav of shvua than the lav of edus, because that seems to be that Tosis sees it all as one halacha, shash mishaker. Rimagash is separating it. How did you read Tosis in Sanhedrin, we'll say? The Gemara explains what they originally thought with the Chamsanim and what changed. Meikara Savur Dami Kayaiv. Originally they thought they're giving money. Okay, Nishka Ferlach. Vim Tomer Lifsomidorais affectosis. The Ka'ava Radulos Achmod. The Tosis asks, he should be Pasu Doraisa. Philos Achmod. Yeshlomar. The losachmud mashma de lo yoiv dami. Losachmud means when you didn't pay. The chiyav dami lekalav the chimkal. So Tosis was asking, you violated losachmud. Losachmud makes him pasul le'edus. It's like me'ing zela. So you're rush of the chamas, you're pasul le'edus. Tosis says, there's no losachmud. The imtoma for amina bereish berkamida bamitzia losachmud below dami mashma lehu. Masmuli inshi dafka with the mishtamakach. People think there's no losachmud. Avohem toin, they mistake, make a mistake. The losachmud have you feel with your avdami. So Tosis presses the issue, there is a losachmud. This is Tosis' question. So there's a losachmud. So chamsan should be pasul doraisa. Tosis has two answers. One is, masmulu the kenua emes. Kenua emes. There is no losachmud. Number two, Tosis says, Dami Kayoiv, and they said Rotsani. So there's no Losachmud when the guy said Rotsani. Later on, they did it, the person didn't say Rotsani. So Tosis gets around the Losachmud. But what was Tosis' question? Go back to the question. These are the two words in Tosis, whether it's Losachmud when you pay for the item, and he didn't say Rotsani, if it was Losachmud or not. Two answers in Tosis. But what was the question of Tosis? Go back to the question. Tosis was asking, Lifso Midorais. But then Tosis says, no. Losachmud is lo yav dami. Fectosis. But it's mashma that people make a mistake. But Losachmud is bidi yav dami. So what's Tosis kash? They should pasul le'edus. Does anyone have another answer? Separate from these two answers? Let it be Losachmud. Can anyone tell me why it should be kash le'edus? The people make a mistake, but they make a mistake. No, but if you make a mistake, can that not be a saving grace? The Gemara says, "Below dam mashmalut, you're not chashud on shvua." So can't you simply say that because the people make the mistake and think that losachmo doesn't apply when they paid money, so that's simply why the kashu le'edus midorais? So what's Tosis kash? I have a simple teretz. Our Gemara. The fact that people do it with the Mora Heter, so they're not chashed l'shak, you're beidus. The same way the Gemara says it for Shvuah. So what's Tosis Okasha? Tosis have to give an answer that really there is no Losach mode, or if they're paying money and a person said, Rotsani, there's no Losach mode. And that's what the Gemara means to make Kayoiv. No, maybe they were doing something that violated l'sachmot. But in their minds, they weren't doing l'sachmot. So that's why they kashya l'edus. What's Tosa's problem? What's the pshat in Tosa's kashya? I don't get Tosa's kashya. No, anybody? What does it sound like? Sounds like Tosas was assuming here in Sanhedrin that notwithstanding the rationalization of a person that there's no l'sachmod, but the fact remains you're pasul l'edus because Rasha the Chamas passes you l'edus even with rationalization. Edus and Shua are different. One could certainly draw that conclusion from Tosas Kashya. Contrast that Rabosei to Tosis in Baba Kama Samach Beis, the first couple of lines. Chamsin Yoav Damei. Chamsin is when he gave money. Ukeshelo Amar Rotsani. Kidim Mefarish, as Gemara says, he didn't say Rotsani. Zok Tosis there in the beginning. Avo Minat Torah. Eino Pasul El Hecha Delo Yoav Damei. Midaraisa, you're only Pasul Eidus when you didn't pay money. Even though the person didn't say Rotsani, but you're kosher le'edus. What about a losachmod? Says Tosis. Afa pish over a losachmod. Ooh. Tosis is on record here, yeah? Gavakama samach beis. You violate losachmod. But you're kosher le'edus. Why? Kosher le'edus. We're not talking Shua, we're talking Eidus here. Harmin and Pekshay Mosin, Losach Malishi, Brotami Mashmalahu. Talking about Eidus. Tosis in the Furish, in Bava Kam, Samach Beis, that the Svar of the Gemara, a Brotam Mashmalahu, is a reason why a person who does Chamsanus with money, when a person does say Rotsani, violates Losachmo, but is Kashala Eidus, because he doesn't think it's a Losachmo. If we're correct in our Tosis, that could be very much our Tosis as well. Assuming that we were not like the Masha in our Tosis. Like, the Tosis holds that there is a L'sachmod. But Tosis, Midoraisa, the Kasha Le'edus. Why the Kasha Le'edus? Midoraisa? Because they don't know it's a L'sachmod. So the Kasha Le'edus. That's Mefurish and Tosis Bava Kam. My problem is Tosis on the head and asked the Kasha on the Gemara. And he gave two answers to explain that what they were doing initially wasn't really losachmot. And what if it was? If they don't think it's a losachmot, that should be enough that they're kashas. So what's the Tosis or kashas? One could conclude from Tosis Sanhedrin that he's thinking a little bit like the Rimagash, that so Eidus, you can't use the Svara of below Dami Mashmalu. One could certainly have learned the Tosis that way. But the Masha and Sanhedrin are both said didn't want to learn Tosis that way. So that's why I gave you the Masha and Sanhedrin. What does the Masha do on that Tosus Sanhedrin? He learns Pshat differently in Tosus Kasha. Because he doesn't want to entertain that Tosus would hold that below Dami Mashmahu is only a Svara that they shouldn't be Pasal Shvua, but they will be Pasal Eidus. Tosus would hold that the same Svara would apply for Eidus as well as Shvua. Zok the Masha on that Tosus in Sanhedrin. Ain Ritzonam, but Tosis asked the Kasha, but it's mashma that people make the mistake, but there really is a losachmot. So what's bothering Tosis? That Tosis needs to give two answers. No, there's no losachmot. In reality, there's no losachmot. Or when the person said Rotsani, there's no losachmot. What's bothering Tosis? Let it be a losachmot. Zok de Masha, Ain Ritzonam, de Mehai Taima Lipsu Midoraisa. The Tosis didn't mean to ask from the Gemara in Shnei Mosin that it should be a Doraisa. Daha, the Hedjakamar Hasam, that the Mehai time of the Le'inshi below Dami Mashmalu ain't a post of a Shvua. Vachinami Neima Hachlin and Eidus. Hashem says, the same reason it won't be a problem for Shvua, it won't be a problem for Eidus either. So what was bothering Tosis? Says the Masha, Tosis meant something else. Tosis meant that you have a list of Sulim Drabbanim in the Mishnah. Gazlonim Drabbanan, Mafrichayonim, Mesachik Bikuvia, that were originally part of the Gzeira Drabbanan, that they're Pasul. Later on, Hosifo Leim HaGazlonim, HaHacham Sonim. So what Tosfos is asking is, if there's, why should you wait? Why didn't they include Chamsanim in the very beginning? In all those cases, he also doesn't think he's doing an Isser. In all those cases, Sachik Bekuvia, but the Chachamim right away will go say that they're Pasula Edus Midrabana. So why is it that Chamsanim, they had to wait for a later time to decree that they're Pasula? So Tosfos needed to answer two answers on that Kasha. Because initially they were doing it and they said, Rotsani, or really there is no Losach mode. But if you're going to say there's a Losach mode, it's just that they were rationalizing, they're still no better than all those other cases that are Pasul Drabbanan that were right away Pasul. They didn't have to add them later. They were Pasul from the outset. That's the whole point of Tosfos Kasha. Why does the Mashal twist Tosfos Kasha to mean that? Because the Mashal takes it as a double Pasut. That whatever works for Shvua, below Dam Mashmalu, that there's no Psu Shvua, is enough for Edus as well. And here we saw the Rimagash that explicitly says not that way. Okay, so that's an interesting Maramakam here, that the Tosis had a learn Pshan, Tosis Kasha Sanhedrin, right, could be impacted by whether we see Edus as distinct from Shvua, that the Svara, Moriva Amar, does not work for Edus. It's important, interesting inyan. One last thread before we go on is another answer that Tosfos gives in Bava Kamma to our sugya. Right? Back to our sugya. So Tosfos is also bothered there by the question, if he's a chamsinus asa pasul drabanan, so then still, how can he take a shvua here? So Tosfos has another possible teretz. It's interesting. Again, another maramakum. Tosfos says, B'toch HaDvarim, take a look with me here. The Imtoma, see it? In the middle of the Tosfos. Picking up from where we left off before in that Tosfos in Bava Kamma. The Imtoma. Came in the Chamsan de Yav Dami, Pasu mit Rabbanan. Right, so that much you're telling me. He Pasu mit Rabbanan. Im Kain, Ki Amin Pekshnai Mochsin, El Hadam Ravun, Mashmino Seshwene Meshuso, Nem Migid Achashid, Umishani, Mori Va'am Ma'adami Kamei Hivna. He's withholding the pikadon. So if he's doing that, what is he in effect? A chamsin. Hareu chamsin. Essentially, what Tosfos at the end of our Tosfos is coming to answer, Tosfos asks in Bava Kamma. The Tosfos answers in one teretz, va'od, the chamsin drabanan kashirhu. So what is he answering? Another answer to the kasha. That a psul drabanan needs hachraza. And therefore, he wouldn't be pasul because he didn't have the hachraza. He's a chashid on chamsanus. But he wouldn't become pasul with shvua until he had hachraza anyway. Until they announced that he's pasul. Just like the Gemara says, the psul drabanan needs hachraza. And therefore, the chashal mon or chashal shvusa would not be a problem because there was no achrazi yet. And then he says, and even if you say that it's already noda, yadu asher nasa chamsan, lo rocham lepasul bekach, begam lo lahachris, dafke kishoko v'taref, chate bezroa, avokochad debailim, as opposed to here where he was doing it privately. So that's the chiluk that Tosfos says by us. But Milo Tosfos threw in another curveball here. Tosfos throws in the possibility that since you need achraza for psulim drabanan, so therefore a chamsin who didn't have achraza would not be pasul l'shvua. Where did we encounter this inyan? So we mentioned something about this once before. Does anyone remember? Go ahead, Yeshua. Yeah?
Roa.
Oh, the Marv Shif, right? V'tevekei dehavelei roa. On the Gemara by Ahuraya. Start Chazar already. The first read the Gemara. So, Havalei Roa, he's Pasul Drabban, you say Kenegdo. Wait, you need Achraza. So we had some problems with the Mavshav's Kasha, because it could be, you don't need Achraza by Roa, but Mavshav has the Kasha. Pasul Drabban need Achraza, so where's the Achraza? So Mavshav is Machadesh, Achidush. Achraza is only needed by Edus, not for Shvua. Now if I'm first to toast, it's not that way. Tosfos in Bava Kamma, Samach Beis, seems to say Mefurish now, that even for Shvua you need Achraza. Because Tosfos is answering our Gemara. that chasam ono chasam shvur. So he's chasam al chamsanus the rabbanan chasam al shvur. So what have we answered? So Tosis gives us one answer that psud rabban needs achraza. Here you see that the achraza that you need for psud rabban is not just a gabi edus like the Maram Shif said, but even for shvur. So Maram Mokam and Tosis Samach Beis in answering the same kash of Aratosis, which obviously brings us back to Roah. What do we do with the kash of Maram Shif? So we had other ways to deal with it. I just want to show you how things interlock here. That Tosis in Bava Kama, a number of points in Tosis Bava Kama to remember. Number one, Tosis is in Furish, that the reason why he's kosher le'edus is because of the Svar Mori V'Amar. Mefurish. We've been learning Tosis here that way, Tosis in Gittin that way. Tosis in Heaven is up for grabs. The Marsha wants to work it out, that it's not different. The Rimagas is clear cut. Su Edus, Su Shvur are different. Mori v'Amar doesn't help you for Psul. So Edus only for Psul Shvur. So that's one Indian in the Tosis Bava Kama. And then this other point we're mentioning in terms of answering the kasha that Tosis is dealing with the answer that you need achraza for Psul Drabanan, and therefore Chasha Mochashwissa won't be a problem because there's no achraza. Okay. Any questions before we go back there? Any questions? Just for the few minutes. Let's start on the next Tosis. Okay. Elohad Amar Rav Nachman. So now the Gemara is going to have three proofs to Chashla Mamona Lo Chashla Shvus. So the first being Rav Nachman, Shvus Heses. How could he take a Shvus Heses? Chashla Mamona Chashla Shvus. Tema Ha'achanami Mishtamit. We already said Ishtamute. We used the Svar Ishtamute a couple of times already. Moda B'Mikshas by the case of Kofar B'Pikad in the end. So why not say Ishtamute? So what's the kasha of chasam ochasvus of Rav Nachman? Ishtamute. V'yesh lomar, pshat in the Gemara, says Tosis, to Rav Nachman, mechayv shvus heses, afil eicha shetovo, v'omar zeh achefetz, shehu biyad chashelihu. The case of shvus heses can even discuss where I'm not just saying you owe me money, for that matter, the money you don't have right now to pay me. So you can say, ko for a ko, out of ishtamute. But I could be toveya something which is in your possession right now. This shirt is mine, and your coat for our coat, it's my shirt. And Rav Nachman would require shvus heses. There's no ishtamute there because you have the shirt, the item is right there. And Rav Nachman was mechayv shvus heses even in that case. The chempirsh of haigon, shemashbin shvus heses, akarkos. I forgot to ushach bu ishtamute. Karka is not going anywhere. Real estate is can't be, you know, it is where it is, stationary. And if you can have a shvus heses by karka, that shows you that even where you don't have ishtamute, there's also shvus heses. So the Gemara is thinking about Rav Nachman's shvus heses in a case where you don't have ishtamute. Okay, that's Tosus shot in the Gemara. The kasha, perk shvus adayon in mashma, dulo mechayv shvus heses el mishum ishtamute. From the Gemara in Shavuos, but mentioning the Takana of Rav Nachman, it sounds like Shavuos Heses is only applicable when there is a Shtamute. How do I see that? Dikaparich. The Gemara asks, Adarabba, Einar Demeis, Umishani Dimishtamit. What's the context of the Gemara? The Gemara explains, why did Rav Nachman institute Shavuos Heses? What does the Gemara say? Rabbos say, what does the Gemara say? Chazaka, Einar Dem Tobeya, Elm Ken Yeshlo. That the Tobeya must be coming from somewhere. He wouldn't just come with a frivolous taina. There must be something to his claim. So that's why Rav Nachman felt that we should require Shavuos Heses of the other guy. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Adarabba, Einar Dem Meis Pavri Vachovo. Why would the other guy be kofar kol? He must be. He wouldn't just have the guts to be kofar kol unless he knows what he's talking about. So why do you look at the Tovea and say he must be coming from somewhere, otherwise he wouldn't be Tovea? That chazaka is neutralized by the counter chazaka. The other guy wouldn't be kofar kol unless he knew that he didn't know. So why Rav Nachman Zakesh was asked? It's the net, you know, everything balances out. Why do you see more grounds to Tovea than the Nitva? And for the Gemara, no. The inner the maze is not so clear cut because it's Tamute. He could be kofra ko, really he wants to pay, but he doesn't have the money, so he's kofra ko out of mishtamit. So the inner of the maze is not so convincing a chazaka because a person in his mind sees himself as a good guy. It doesn't take as much guts to be kofra ko if he sees himself as intending to pay. So the inner of the maze chazaka is not as strong, and therefore we go with ein adam tovim ken yeshlo. So what do you see from that Gemara? The Rav Nachman Shvus Heses was instituted in connection to a situation of Ishtamute. So Vaita, so what's the Gemara's kasha here? If you have Ishtamuti, there's no chashad amamona. Shlomar, the keva de bishaino be'en mishtamit. Since when it's not be'en, there's Ishtamuti. And that's where of Nachman's Ein Adam Tovea does hold and over and is stronger chazaka than the counter chazaka. Even when the object is be'en. If it's be'en, there's no Ishtamuti. If there's no Ishtamuti, there isn't other maids. So the logic of Rav Nachman's Takana doesn't really hold. But once Rav Nachman's Takana was issued in all those other cases where the object is not be'en, where there is Ishtamuti, so Rav Nachman didn't start distinguishing and saying, well, here I am Takin Shvuasesis, and when there's no Ishtamuti, I'm not Metakin Shvuasesis. Rav Nachman was Metakin Shvuasesis in all cases. Memela, the Gemara can come to the case of Rav Nachman where there is no Ishtamuti, where Rav Nachman also said Shvuas Heses, and in that case, the Kasha is Chashad Amamona, Chashad Shvuas. In other words, it's like a low plug. Lemaisa, Rav Nachman would not have been attacking Shvuas Heses were it not for the fact that there are many, many cases where the Ein Adam Tovea exists, and Ein Adam Meis is not such a strong Chazaka. That's the cases where you have Ishtamuti. But once Rav Nachman was attacking for those cases, he was attacking all across the board, and the Gemara is focusing on those other cases that don't have Ishtamuti. One text. Inami, hard teretz, inami. That really the Gemara is relying on the next kasha. What does that mean? So this kasha is a fake? I mean, this kasha really is not a kasha. We haven't proven anything. Because of Rav Nachman. No, Nachman is ishtamute. So slave hand, the Gemara just mentions it, but really it's the Gemara is relying on the next kasha. Strange teretz. L'maisa, what we have to think about, Rachamim, yes?
I don't really understand. Why would there be a low plug here?
No, the low plug is Rav Nachman's takana, but the Gemara now zeroes in on the low plug cases. But how can he take a shvua chasam and a chasam shvus? In other words, the raya of the raya is in those low plug cases.
Why would Rav Nachman make a low plug?
No, because Rav Nachman's takana didn't want to have, you know. Well, if they'll get every case. But Nachman's Metakin, once most cases fall into the basis of the Takana. So that's what we find, a Takana. Still, Tosis is assuming that Nachman's Takana, once it makes sense in those cases, so Tosis is assuming he has to say it because of our Gemara. Maybe why the second Terence didn't want to say it because of your problem. Maybe according to second Terence, there would be no takan on karka. Rav Haigon said it, right? So it could be those who argue on Rav Haigon might agree with you that karka wouldn't have shuas heses. But Rav Haigon said you have it by karka. So it's obviously a low plug because there's no ishtamute by karka. Rav Haigon obviously held that's low plug. So you have to know, if there is a shita like that, then obviously the Gemara could be asking from that case. The real problem, Rabosai, to consider, just to, we already touched on it, but hear it again, loud and clear. Rashi! How did Rashi learn the Gemara's kasha? Rashi doesn't say the Gemara is asking from a case that there's no ishtamute. How did Rashi learn the kasha? That since he's kofar akol, it's not ishtamute. Ask me two kashas on Rashi. Can you think of a case of a kofar akol that the Gemara could have asked from? Two cases. What do you need to Rav Nachman? Give me two other cases we could have asked from. Leave that. Say better. Shvuas. Shvuas Eid Echad. Kofar HaKol. Ask from Shvuas Eid Echad. Why do you need Rav Nachman's Takana Shvuas Eses? Give me another example of a Shvuas we've had already. Dav Gimel. Rav Chia Kamaisa. No? What case? What Shvuas? Kofar HaKol. How do I say it? The Gemara could have asked from Hadar Seidim, Shua Do Raisa, Kavachom, Rav Chia, Shua Seidecha Do Raisa. The Gemara jumps over that. He's called for a call, the same logic. Doesn't ask from there. Picks on Rav Nachman as a Raya that Lochash HaShuasa. What's going on according to Rashi? Just think about something to say, and if they go by it, turn to Tosafot also.